How's it going, Arcadia? Welcome to ANN's first ever podcast. I'm Jake Bellamack, and I'm here with my co-host, Ian Wick. We are here with a special guest, Mr. Huffman. How's it going, Mr. Huffman?
It's going great. Thanks for inviting me.
Cool. It's a great day out. It's beautiful weather. Warm.
Way too hot. It's nicer in here.
Yeah,
certainly.
It's great. So basically what we're talking about mainly is just freshmen and what the best advice for them is and good activities just to get them rolling, get them ready for high school, and, you know, or not ready, but in the flow of it.
Sure.
So,
well, from a teacher perspective, I think one of the most important things for that's hardest for them to realize coming out of elementary and middle school is that grades matter. Mm-hmm. An F here is not the same as an F at Ingleside, where you're still promoted, you still go on. But here we base it on credits. And so if you fail a class at some point in your years, you've got to make that class up. And so you guys can probably attest to that. It's just a different ball game. Mm-hmm. For the students who get all A's, there's no difference there. But for the students who just kind of skate through, they need to realize that there's a little bit of a difference, and they do need to do something in order to get their credits.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, you know, if you get an F in middle school, there's no really penalty. It's just their parents, like how they're parented. And if they do it now, it's their choice whether or not they want to graduate high school. You know?
And that's exactly it. I mean, you know, the parents are always invested. They always want it. And like it or not, in this world, a GED is not good enough anymore. You know, the military won't take you. Nobody wants an employee that's smart enough to do it but can't follow the rules. It's mm-hmm. just not there. So they just, you know, they got to realize they got to get their stuff done. And some of it learn it earlier than others, mm-hmm. unfortunately.
But it definitely requires a lot more maturity. You have to mature a lot going from eighth grade to freshman year. Even though, like, freshmen don't seem too mature, it's, of course, you know, they're still young and everything, so.
I think some realize it too late, too. Like, mm-hmm. they'll come in freshman year, and then they'll kind of just skate through it. Like you said, sophomore year, skate through it. Junior year, it starts getting a little harder. Mm-hmm. And then senior year, they're like, why did I not try it so hard?
Right, and you're already behind the eight ball at that point, and you've got 12 credits, you need 22, and you're like, well, they're walking, I need to get 10 credits. And I see kids all the time in like credit recovery and stuff like that trying to get 6-7 courses done on top of their normal course load. And they can't enjoy their senior year, which is a good time. I mean, there's a lot going on with prom, with senior picnic, with all the stuff that goes into your senior year. If you're too busy doing that other stuff, trying to walk, then it becomes, you know, not as much fun, I think.
So what do you recommend for a freshman to do coming into high school, like, to start a good work ethic?
Yeah, to do it, yeah.
That's an interesting question. I think if more people came into it realizing that their teacher is there and wants them to succeed, then they could really set themselves up for success. A lot of times we see the teacher, they don't like me, they don't want me to do well. And that's not really the case. Nobody goes into this job to punish kids. I mean, they want you to succeed. So if you just ask, and if you don't get something, ask a question, mm-hmm. then I think, you know, you get in the habit of doing your stuff and really getting that going. But that's, you know, that's just me. I think the main thing is just keeping up on your work. Don't get behind. Don't ever, you know, do that kind of stuff, and you'll do better.
Yeah,
and I think that when teachers notice that you care, you know, when you actually, like, care and you go ask questions after class, or, you know, you're just showing an effort and that you actually, like, want to be there, that's when they show an effort and they want you to succeed even more.
And I think that's absolutely it. One of the hardest teachers we used to have on campus when I started here, her name was Dr. Holland, and she taught English 4AP. And she was difficult. One of the things she said to me early on was, look, nice goes a long way. If a kid's nice, I'll bend over backwards to try and help him out. If the kid's kind of a jerk, they can still get an A in my class. Certainly, I don't hold that against him, but I'm also not going to go out of my way to help that kid out.
Yeah.
So, you know, be pleasant.
Yeah, it's good to realize that your teachers care about you, especially freshman year. If I knew that my freshman year, that my teachers care and, like, really want to help you out, then I feel like that would have helped a lot more,
yeah.
For sure.
That's a good point. What would you recommend a freshman should avoid? Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest thing to avoid is when you get here, there's a little bit more freedom, that you can get a pass to the bathroom easier and you can kind of slide through the cracks, I guess, because no one's actively like kind of parenting you from the teacher point of view. So I would say avoid sitting back and observing, you know, get engaged, find a club, find a sport, find something that where you're going to find your niche. And high school is a lot more fun, yeah. I would think, you know.
Yeah, I think high school is a long time to not be able to find something like that. You know, if you just kind of skate through it without finding anything that you are passionate about, you know, you kind of wasted a lot of time.
That's exactly it. And this is like the last kind of guilt-free time that you have. After this, you know, if you go to college, you're paying for it. You know, you've got stuff, you've got bills to pay. If you don't go to college, you've really got bills to pay. So, I mean, this is the time when take advantage of everything around you and try some new stuff. And like you said, exactly, find what you're passionate about so that you can just have a good time. I mean, why not? You got to be here. Why not enjoy it?
Yeah.
I mean, going into the real world with something like that behind your back, you know, that's something that's going to be really useful in the future.
I agree.
For the long run. I feel like it's good for a freshman to just pay attention a lot. Like be there, not, you know, walking around during class, always participating a lot. Like I feel like if you start out strong your freshman year, I think that'll just keep you going, though. It's like a rolling ball, snowball
effect.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it.
I was told my freshman year that any colleges didn't, like, they're not going to look at your freshman or sophomore year. And so I slacked off a little bit my freshman year.
100% true. So. I totally was like, oh, they don't care as much about your freshman year as your junior year. They just look at your three-year academic most of the time. You know, they're just going to look at that right away and be like, nope, yes, no. Yeah.
Right. Well, and that incorporates your freshman and sophomore years too. So, I mean, you are there. So what piece of advice would you guys give a freshman?
Find a good crowd. I mean, stay with people who are active in clubs, active in sports, maybe active in outside school activities that are good, you know, like singing, dancing, whatever. I just feel like once you get in a good friend group, who's, you know, they all participate, all do their thing, then that's good. I feel like friends are a big deal in high school. It's the truth for a lot of people. So just a good friend group, a lot of nice people to be around, I guess.
I agree with that. And I think there's like two really big things I would recommend. And one is, you know, finding a good friend group that's not going to get you into trouble, make you slack, you know, and discourage you from different things, encourage you for bad things. I think that if you find that and something that you're passionate about throughout high school, whether it's a sport or a club or, you know, anything, I think that's something you need to help motivate you. And I think freshmen take their four-year plans not so seriously because their counselors tell them, oh, you can always change it. And that's kind of like in college, you'd say, you can always change your major. And then they're a senior and they're like, holy, you know, what do I do? And so I know that we did this every year. We'd make a four-year plan, and I think when you're looking at that, you should really think, like, am I going to like to do this? Am I going to like this elective? Am I going to like, you know, these classes? Do I need this for college? Do I not need this? You know, they should really take it seriously because, and I know a lot of us didn't.
Yeah, and staying organized is one of the best.
Big keys.
Huge.
Best. Because when you're organized and you know where everything is, then there's no, you know, no excuses, so. It just makes you drive more to do your work harder, so that's what I figured out, like, my sophomore year, maybe.
I'm not going to lie, I couldn't get, for, like, 100% organized until this year, my senior year. Every year I would try, and I'd do different things, but I'd end up with, like, at the end of the semester with a big pile of papers in my backpack of, like, how did this happen, you know? But this year, you have to start from the very beginning, and you have to keep it going for, like, no matter what, always keep it going for the first at least month, and then you just kind of get used to it, and it's your ethic. You know?
To be fair, you guys have seen my desk. I'm still working on organization.
Organization is key. It's key. It's what you want. It's what you need to have. And so, you know, just one thing. But, yeah.
So I think that we covered a lot today.
Yeah, I think so. And I think you guys hit on it with the friend stuff too. And I would encourage people to be a good friend as well. High school's got a lot of ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And if you've got like one person that you can like confide in and they're not going to rat you out and they're not going to do that stuff, life is easy. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have like that one confidant that you can trust, life can get a little difficult in high school. I mean, you guys know there's going to be situations that are not very flattering. And you've got to have that one person that's on your side mm-hmm. all the time.
It's good to have that friend that will tell you, like, you're not doing this right.
Right.
Like, be straight up with you.
Absolutely.
Like, you need to fix this. Like, this is becoming a problem.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job with this. You
know, right.
Things that will keep you going or fix you.
Motivated.
Yeah, motivated.
So, yeah, I think those are some of the best advice, or the best advice for freshmen, or, you know, just people going into new school or something, just
right.
to find the best, just things that'll treat you right, you know, get you going where you need to go. So,
absolutely.
All right, well, yeah. I think
we got to wrap it up now.
All right.
I think we're good for today.
So, yeah, this is Jake Belmack and Ian Wick with our special guest, Mr. Huffman, and that was our topic on freshmen.
Thanks for having me.
Cool.
Yeah, thank you.